Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty Podcast. Today is an epic show. Today is your day, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to know the current opportunities in the real estate investing space, pay attention. My really good friend Jeff Tesh from RCN Capital will be joining us in just a few minutes, like maybe the next 30 seconds. He'll be right here staring down the barrel of his own camera, talking about what you need to do to win the game of real estate. Listen, it's easy. You watch the show, you take some notes, you get in touch with Jeff and his team to go get some money, and then you crush it for the rest of 2021 and 2022. That's what's going to happen. Jeff is going to lay out a strategy that you need to dominate this game. Listen, the market is getting back a little bit to normal. It's no longer days on market, it's for 0.7 months. We're coming back. And we're coming back to your benefit. You, the investor, you're going to win. And we'll show you exactly how to do it. This podcast is brought to you by Rentify. Check them out. Rentify is a verification platform allowing property management companies and real estate investors to instantly verify a prospective renter's financial information. Their bank check report provides a summary of payroll, income, rent, bill, payment history, and highlights red flags like payment issues, payday loan activity, overdrafts, bankruptcies, and more. To learn more about Rentify, go to trustrentify.com. That's www.trustrentify.com. Use coupon code ThinkRealty for 20% off your first purchase. Jeff, let's rock and roll, man. Good to see you again. Looking great as always. Let's get to it. What are some of the current opportunities in the real estate space right now that you're seeing as CEO of RCN Capital? There's a lot that you guys do. You guys do billions of dollars in loans every single year. You see where the trends are. What are some of these trends and how do I benefit from?
So good to be back on your show. Hello, Investor Nation. The past 6 months, really since the beginning of calendar year 2021, have been unlike we've ever seen in the 11-year history of our company. And really what I want to focus on today is some of the opportunities, how we're seeing our investors, our customers win. I would like to be able to share with you some of the strategies that our customers are winning with in the marketplace, in this extremely competitive marketplace. Avi, without a doubt, the run-up in values and the lack of inventory that is available not only on the traditional MLS, but also the shadow marketplace, private sales and such, it's unbelievable. But there are ways to win, and love to share those with you and your team today.
Absolutely. So you talk about the shadow marketplace. What do you mean by that? Is that non-MLS, non-listed properties, that's what you're referring to?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And there are strategies that investors use that are tried and true to bring homes into their portfolio, whether it be for short-term buy, fix, and sell, fix and flip, or aggregating homes for single-family investment, which we can talk about today. That marketplace is absolutely on fire. But the shadow marketplace is oftentimes pocket listings that REO agents have, basically have with their internal network. So making relationships with REO agents and knowing when products are going to come into that portfolio from those REO agents, these are the kind of relationships that you want to have. So when they go live and they list them on the MLS, you already have the ability to be able to show up, do reviews of those properties, and get an offer in fast. Personal relationships in today's marketplace, when it comes to inventory aggregation, are everything. That's how investors win. It's tried and true.
So when it comes to the current marketplace and the current opportunities here in the rest of 2021 going into 2022, what would you suggest as a strategy for investors to start taking down some inventory, some properties that they can either fix and flip, they can either do new construction with, they can either buy and hold long-term for rental income, What are you seeing out there that makes the most sense?
Sure. So let's look at the different buckets today, right? So you've got the bucket of investors who have been flippers. They've been doing this since the previous, recession, the Great Recession of 2008 to really 12. Those folks are having an extremely difficult time finding that inventory. That's the first bucket. Now, let's talk for a minute about how those investors are winning. So some of the methods that were used in previous recessions and previous opportunistic times are working today like never before. I'm just going to give you a couple off that always work. First would be postcards, right? So you go onto any number of websites that aggregate zip codes and you send postcards saying, hey, we're looking to buy homes in your area, and you blast them out. You would be surprised at the percentage of postcards that you actually, sometimes it's as high as 10%, where investors, especially in more urban areas, get inquiries on these postcards. It really works. Or the postcard gets in a drawer, and 2, 3, 4, 6 months, a year later, you get a phone call. Hey, we're ready to move. We want to sell our house for cash. Can we talk? Postcards work great. A much quicker method is door knocking. Now, what does that mean, door knocking? This gets thrown around a lot in investment clubs, REI meetups, but it's just this simple. You target specific areas, and you have team members who will go out and actually knock on doors and say, hey, we have seen data in your area where we believe renovating your home makes sense. Are you interested in selling? No one answers. You leave a door hanger, a tag, and you move on to the next one. Believe it or not, these methods are effective. And in this extremely competitive environment, we're seeing investors win with this strategy. Now, you have to be cognizant of local zoning rules. There's different associations that don't allow these sort of activities, but we are seeing investors in the appropriate areas win with these strategies. Those are just a couple. Now, that's the first bucket, five fix. Second bucket is the aggregation of single family homes for rental. Folks, this is happening north, south, east, west, top of the country, bottom of the country, Oregon to Connecticut to Florida to Texas, everywhere in between. In today's marketplace, the homeowners today are deciding that their home is something that they may want to own for a long term, or they may want to move on to a more traditional rental. They still want that backyard. So what's happening is the demand for single family housing rental is increasing, and investors are aggregating portfolios of loan. Once again, the challenge is finding those homes. Where are we seeing investors win from a geography perspective? The Midwest, believe it or not, yeah. Areas such as Ohio, Wisconsin, greater Chicagoland, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Midwest areas that have largely not seen the run-up in housing prices, such as the Carolinas, Florida, Texas, Arizona. Single family investors are having a tremendous amount of success aggregating workforce housing, that $150,000 to $250,000 price point, and renting them out and building portfolios. And then the final bucket, Avi, is ground up construction.
Yeah.
So our investors are not building a whole communities of rental properties or single family opportunities to buy, construct, and sell. Where we're seeing a tremendous amount of success, and folks, this is in every community in America. Pay attention to what I'm gonna say. Infill construction, and basically what that means is existing lots on existing streets that are everywhere across the United States are a tremendous opportunity for investors. Once again, this can be as easy as you drive down a street in a desirable neighborhood and you see an empty lot there and You stop, you look, you say to yourself, why is there no home there? Well, one of the homeowners on either side may own that lot, or an investor may own that lot. Maybe the developer never sold that lot. You go to your local community. Many of these are online. You find out who the owner is. You reach out. You say, do you want to sell your lot? And you construct a conforming home on that piece of property. It's so easy to do in comparison to doing entitlements and building ground up construction in undeveloped areas. Huge opportunity, Avi. We're seeing it from coast to coast when it comes to infill ground up construction.
So when you talk about the different markets to invest in, you mentioned the Midwest. I love the Midwest. I'm born and raised in Michigan, and you can absolutely see the difference in price appreciation from, say, Atlanta, Georgia versus, say, Cincinnati, Ohio, or in Indianapolis, Indiana. These are markets, these secondary markets, if you will, are prime opportunities to get in. You can get in relatively cheaper than you would in Atlanta, which makes sense. Like, you can't even find any opportunity in Atlanta, really, unless you're blanketing the market with postcards, y'all letters, and you're doing that on a regular basis. I would much rather take those marketing dollars and postcards and put them in an Indy or a Columbus, Ohio, or a Detroit, Michigan. Opportunities areas where you will absolutely have long-term appreciation, duh, but you also have more opportunity than you would a crowded market like Atlanta, unless you're just doing something different. And to your point about new construction, it absolutely makes sense. Even today, we still don't have the new home inventory, new builds that we would even need to catch up to the demand that this country needs for the new construction home. So that is prime opportunity for new investors and even those pro investors to make more money in areas that are in high demand and create the inventory that we so desperately need. One of my friends is looking for a house and he's like, you're telling me that I have to pay $50,000, $60,000, $75,000 more for like a Lennar home builder? Which, nothing against Lennar, they have a very kind of average middle of the road product, but you're paying $50,000 to $60,000 more than you normally would. Go outside the city a little bit, you can actually get a yard, which is what my buddy wants, and he's willing to pay a little extra because you get more bang for the buck.
Yeah, without a doubt. The opportunities today in new construction, and of course, you know, a lot of press about the run-up in construction material costs was very real. Lumber prices are actually trending below where they were a year ago. So that is a big relief for our customers across the United States. But there are still shortages in some basic materials such as windows, electrical boxes. But we are in much better shape than really where we were 90 days ago. The opportunity in infill ground-up construction, folks, it's tremendous. And it's as easy as getting in your car, driving some neighborhoods and saying, why is that lot empty? That doesn't make any sense. This is a beautiful street with families that have lived here for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. A little bit of groundwork, folks, yep, can pay big dividends for you.
Amen. So when it comes to RCN Capital, you guys provide financing for these types of deals across the United States. You're the biggest, if not like part of, you're the biggest. You're like, it's like number one right up there. You guys do billions of dollars in loans every single year. And you lend for, you've got new construction, development opportunities, community loans. If you're developing communities, you can do that as well. You've got fix and flip, short-term fix and flip. You've got long-term rental. In which of those buckets are you finding the most activity right now?
Yeah, well, hands down, the most activity is in long-term rental loans. I mean, okay, That's it. Many of our short-term buy, fix, and sell customers have, we'll say they've grown tired of seeing the homes that they renovate appreciate 5, 10, 15% year over year. And they scratch their head and they say, why in the world didn't I just throw a renter in there and participate in this rental boom that's going on across the United States? You know, we've Avi, we've been making these rental loans for years.
Yeah.
But what's happened is, because of the nature of the housing shortage that we've documented in this presentation today, it's not getting better anytime soon. Now, will we continue to see this appreciation over the next 12 to 24 months? No, we're not going to see 17% year over year, which is about where we are today. That's not going to continue. And that's a good thing. But we are going to return to the trends of 3%, 4%, 5% year over year across all demographics of the United States, various MSAs. It's a great long-term strategy and is about almost 65% of all of our origination today. And I'll throw in a little stat for you folks today. So if you go back to pre-pandemic, going into 2020, we were about 65% of our origination was buy, fix, and sell. About 30% was long-term aggregation rental loans, and now it's flipped. It's now about 30% flipped, about 65% long-term aggregation, about 5% new construction and multi-financing. It's amazing what has happened over the last 18 months.
Incredible. You have an update to your loan offerings. The new construction program is a good one. Give me a little bit of info on that. Take about 20, 30 seconds and we'll wrap up.
Yeah, sure. So investors across the United States, we're a company that enjoys partnering with you, using all the tools that we've developed to give you, we'll say, a competitive edge, not just on pricing, not just on leverage. That's noise. Everybody sells gasoline down the street. What you want is the partner that's going to give you the tools to help you win in your communities. Pricing, leverage, human contact, one-on-one relationships with RCN. We pick up the phone. We enjoy helping you really build your business. That's what we believe in. It's what we've done for the last 11 years. Love to meet y'all.
Excellent. And as you can see, Jeff has a tremendous insight into the real estate lending industry. And then, of course, it's the real estate industry in general. He'll be speaking on two different panels, a state of the single family rental industry panel and also the lending panel at the Think Realty Hybrid Conference and Expo in Baltimore, September 18th and 19th. And I think Jeff will be there specifically on the 18th addressing ideas and strategies on those two topics. So the state of the single family rental industry and of course the lending industry. So you don't want to miss that. Go to thinkrealty.com/Baltimore, get your tickets, enter the GOAT podcast and get a 2-for-1 kind of deal. So Jeff, thanks a lot. I appreciate the time. Everybody check out rcncapital.com. The loans, get in touch with their team. They have been there, they have done that, and they're here to help. Jeff, thanks a lot for the time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Folks, do not miss Baltimore.
Miss it. No, you, yeah. If you miss Baltimore, like, you're a loser.
Go do it. It's going to be great.
Thanks, Jeff. I'll see you. This next segment is brought to you by RCN Capital. RCN Capital is a national direct private lender that provides commercial loans for the purchase or refinance of non-owner occupied residential commercial property. As you just heard, they do new construction, short-term fix and flip, a long-term rental financing. Check out rcncapital.com for more information. On thinkrealty.com, Rick Sharga, a friend of the family, he wrote an article about the best markets for real estate investors in 2021. All right, the best markets for real estate investors in 2021. Rick is he works at Realty Track, and they have aggregated data. They've got hundreds of millions of data points they look at across all major markets and do a lot of deep analysis into what's coming up and what are some of the really good trends. And so if you go check them out, go to realtytrack.com as well. Best single family rental markets, they're calling as, okay, here we go. Quote, the potential 2021 annual gross yield rental yields that were above 10% in these markets. Calcasieu County, Louisiana, 29.7% increase from 2020. That's number 10. Number one, I'm sorry, that was number one. The last county coming in at number 10 is Miami County in Ohio with a 4.2% increase. We've got Licking County, Ohio, Erie County, Pennsylvania with a 13.4% increase since 2020. We've got Wichita County, Texas at a 10.9% increase. So go check out some of this data. It'll be really helpful. It'll be really helpful for you to take a look at what your strategy is and then pair that with the market that you may want to go into. As Jeff just said, don't be afraid to go into the Midwest if you live somewhere else. It's really, really a good time out there for you guys and gals that want to buy and hold and fix and flip. For fix and flip investors, coming in at number one, Shelby County, Tennessee, with a 31.5% increase since 2020. Hamilton County, Ohio, is 28%. Shelby County, Tennessee, at 27%. So that's interesting. There are two different zip codes within that same county. So opportunities are everywhere if you know where to look. And RealtyTrack has a lot of that data. Get in touch with Jeff at Baltimore. You can see him live in person or even virtually. If you sign up, go to thinkrealty.com/Baltimore and get those virtual tickets as well. That's the show. If you have any questions, certainly get in touch. Again, you want to sign up for the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, go to thinkrealty.com/Baltimore. Type in the code podcast. There we go. Type in the code podcast to get a twofer. Two tickets for the price of one, and we'll definitely see you there. The podcast sponsor, got to give them a huge shout out. They're doing a lot of amazing stuff in tech, Rentify. Rentify is a verification platform allowing property management companies and real estate investors to instantly verify prospective renters' financial information. Get a bank check report that goes through payroll income, rent and bill payment history, and also highlights a lot of red flags. So you don't want to miss out on that. Check out www.trustrentify.com. If you use a coupon code ThinkRealty, you get 20% off your first purchase. So absolutely check them out. But that's a lot of information in a very short amount of time. Absorb it, use it, and go make money from it. Think Realty Nation, until next time, happy investing.